Sun Racers Triple M, and this man is an absolute superstar, and I absolutely love him. I'm a big fan and have been for many years, Richard Norton, and he's been kind enough to stay on the Dog and Bone for us. Now, the story of Cynthia Rothrock, of you being scared of spiders, surely that's not the truth.
I told her. I told Cynthia when she told that story about being, for those who don't know, she started, we're doing the interview, and next minute she starts giggling. And by the way, to set that up for anyone who don't know, Cynthia is a martial artist in America. We did 9 movies together. She's a bit of a superstar over there.
Unbelievable and, flexibility, Cynthia.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. We were once described as a Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers of martial arts movie, which is pretty cute. I'm not sure who was who, but anyway. But yeah, she talks about doing China O'Brien movies or raging on, and one of them being in a jail cell and hearing me. Her description was me going, and starting to scream because there was a spider. And I said, you'll be hearing from my attorney that slanderous lies, you know, that you're telling. But it was pretty funny. No, and you know, when I was interviewing Michael J. White, I don't know whether you heard it, I'm talking to Michael J. White. He's a heavyweight. He's an incredible martial artist. He's done all forms of martial arts. He's an absolute powerhouse. And I'm talking to him, suddenly he starts scuttering his feet and sliding up in his chair. And I'm like, Michael, what's going on? Of course, he reckons he'd seen a Black Widow or something, and he's just panicking. And it was like, oh, man, I can finish this interview right here. Now I've seen it all. So I just, growing up in Australia, as we know, we had those huntsmen. I just remember being in Croydon, which is a suburb of Melbourne. You know, we'd have them crawling up the walls and on the roof, and they used to give me the heebie-jeebies. And I always had this panic that one of them was going to drop on my face, you know, when I'm going to sleep. But look, I've made my peace, Matt, with them. You know, I would never actually kill one. I would always get it into a, you know, a bowl or something, put it outside. But do I like them crawling on me? Not in the slightest. We've all got to have our phobias, mate.
We certainly do. So what's the plan after the restrictions are eased around the world with you? Any further projects you're working on in the future?
Yes, mate. Look, I would have been on a film a couple of months ago. A friend of mine, Paul Curry, is producing a film, and it's called Slayer. Can't tell you much about it, except it's a medieval, you know, sword film, an amazing script.
Right.
Playing around with that now. So once, you know, everything relaxes, hopefully we'll get into production with that. And then the other exciting thing is, for all intents and purposes, we'll start on another Mad Max movie. The journey continues, my friend.
And you'd be looking forward to getting back into the dojo too, would have thought.
Oh, man, that's for sure. You know, I do all these, what's the word, you know, pep talks for the people. I always say, look, you can, there's always an upside. You can moan and groan about what you don't have. Oh, I can't get to the gym, I can't do the club. But you can still do so much at home. We have this big rollout sort of chair that we hadn't used, like a layback sort of, it's like a lazy boy, but it's not that. And I just lay down in this thing, and Judy, you know, my wife Judy's just cracking up. She's like, look at you. If they could just see you now. I'm sitting back with a cup of tea and I'm watching Netflix and I'm thinking, well, Jesus, not too bad.
Amazing. Well, Sensei Richard Norton, thank you so much for your time, mate. You're a good friend of mine. I love you so much and you know that. Thank you so much for your time this morning. I really appreciate your time.
Pleasure, Matt. Thank you very much for having me on. And everybody out there, just hang in there. This, regardless, I know it's hard. It will pass. You know, we will get through this.
Terrific stuff. Sensei Richard Norton, Triple M.